Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. It's me, Jesse, and you're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the one and only campus community radio station up here at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkomelemen Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial. Thanks for joining me today. Happy to have you in studio with me. Got a couple things to share with you. I did an interview with Julia from the Student Learning Commons, talking about both the programs that they offer and a specific program called Sunday Circles. We'll also hear my story about the Burnaby Village Museum's new feature exhibition, From Afghanistan with to Canada with Hope. And also some other stuff, some music, some pieces from Frequency News from other campus community radio stations across the country, and a little bit of a preview of something I'm working on this week. There is a really big conference in town, and I'm going to attend and gather some thoughts, some interviews, and come back to report on it for you. I'll have some coverage on Thursday, but next Tuesday you'll hear about my whole experience. So I'll talk about that a little bit and all the other stuff I mentioned, but of course we are going to start with a little bit of local music. This is once again La Lune, because I love their new record, Everything is an Eternal Circle, and it repeats and repeats itself, and it seems just maybe a little appropriate to be playing the heck out of a record with that particular title. This is Expressionless. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. I am joined now in studio by Julia Lane from the Student Learning Commons here at SFU. Welcome.
Thank you.
Julia, first of all, what is the Student Learning Commons?
Thank you for asking that question, because we frequently talk about how people don't know what that is. And so it's a great question to ask. And in fact, we should record a PSA that's just about that. So the Student Learning Commons is an academic success center, if you want, and a writing center, if you want. These might be familiar terms to some folks, depending on if they've transferred from other colleges or universities where they use some of that terminology. We're located in the library. We have spaces in all three libraries of this university. So a location in the Surrey Library, in the Vancouver Library, and the Burnaby Library. And we exist, our entire mandate and focus is on supporting students with the things that they need to be able to be successful in their courses. That's not the course content itself.
Okay.
So if you think about, like, let's say you're taking a political science course or an economics course, or a GSWS course, your instructor and your TA are supporting you to learn the content of that class through the readings, through the writing, through the lectures and the in-class discussion. And we are there to support you with, how do you do those readings? If you find that you're like, I get, you know, a paragraph in and I fall asleep, or I keep rereading the same page over and over again, or I'm reading it but it's not making sense, or I forget it right away. So, like, reading strategies, time management strategies, how do you fit everything you need to fit into a semester, into a week, into a month? We're there to support that. English as additional language strategies and support. So if you're studying in another language, which also means you're studying in another way of thinking, in another approach to knowledge and logic, we support that. And then everything to do with writing. So coming up with your ideas, articulating them in words, editing your own writing, making sure that it is the version that you want it to be before you hand it in. So this is part of our struggle of answering that question, is
everything.
That I don't really have a great, like, poster size version of mm-hmm. that answer. Sure. That communicates that, but that's what we do.
Right, so it's sort of like giving and refining the tools for doing schoolwork, as opposed to the information, the content itself.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so we do that through workshops. We have a lot of actually already pre-recorded workshops, so you can watch them on your own time up on our website. And we have other forms of those resources as well, so like handouts. Then we do one-on-one consultations. So you can book a time and meet with a peer educator or graduate facilitator to work through whatever it is that you're working on, and that can be on campus or online. And then we also have, we're part of a consortium called WriteAway. So it's an asynchronous writing tutoring platform. So students can submit their written work and a trained tutor will read it and send them back feedback. And it's a real human. It's not a computer.
That's something, I mean, both the it's a real human, not a computer, that is a big help. And also, I feel like maybe an increasing rarity.
Yeah.
But also something that, you know, I know years ago when I was doing my undergrad degree, I didn't necessarily think about the other supports and the people and all of that that were around to support me that were already there by the university. Like, I knew that I could hire a tutor to help me with whatever, but it never really occurred to me that, oh, maybe there's somewhere on campus that can just, like, set that up for me mm-hmm. and, you know, we'll know good people and we'll be able to just to connect me in that way.
Yeah, yeah. I like to think of us in that way, sort of like educational first responders. Mm. I don't know if that's a perfect metaphor, but if you're looking for support and assistance around what you need to accomplish for your course, and it's not a question about, like, again, the content, so it's not about, like, the lecture or the readings specifically content-wise, we're a good place to start. Very often people do come to us looking for tutors for math, and we don't do math tutoring, but we can
point you in the right direction.
We can help point you in the right direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there something, maybe it's one thing, maybe you can't pick one thing, but is there one thing that you think is sort of like the most surprising service that the Student Learning Commons offers, or like the thing that people don't expect or wouldn't expect from the SLC?
I guess the first one that came to my mind is we have my colleague, Tim Mossman, Dr. Timothy Mossman, is our English as additional language coordinator. And he has a certification in something called neuro-language coaching, which is combines thinking or approaches thinking about language learning by thinking about like what we know from neuroscience and what actually happens in the brain when we are doing language learning, and then combines that with a coaching approach. So he can do one-on-one appointments with students who are, in addition to being students and studying, are also learning a language and operating in that language, and take that sort of neuroscience approach to the work that they're doing. And I personally find that very cool and kind of surprising.
Yeah.
And I think in some ways, like, everything we do is a bit of a surprise to a lot of students, because like you said, there's a sense of like everything has to be kind of DIY. Like, I got to figure it all out myself. So the fact that there are people who will like read through your essay with you, or like help you understand even just from the stage of the assignment guidelines, like before you even start writing, if you're just like, what is a reflective essay? I've never written that genre, and you want to just come talk through that and make a plan for how you're going to write it, we can do that. So yeah, I think just like how customizable it is and like tailored to what an individual might need and want, I think that maybe that might be surprising to a lot of folks.
I know for myself, again, long time ago, but when I was going to university here, I kind of thought that, yeah, that like I was supposed to learn everything in the course, you know, that the courses I took would teach me everything I needed to know,
right,
as opposed to having to, you know, learn how to write a specific kind of essay or what have you. And that could have been and would be for anyone doing their schooling now very useful to have that extra support.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of hidden curriculum in all kinds of levels of schooling, of just like expected or like assumed competencies. Like, we expect that people know how to write, and of course they know some things about writing, but we all also have a whole packet of things that we come with at any given time that we don't know how to do. So yes, we exist to support that. And I thought of two other surprising things, if I can, maybe three. And one of them is maybe a good segue into another thing we're going to talk about. So also in that English language learning aspect of our programming, we've been doing some really cool. We have a peer educator on our team right now who is a dancer. So we've been doing a program around like learning language through dance and through movement, which I think is just super, super cool and very unexpected and surprising. So we did one focused in hip hop dance. And then this summer we're doing one in focused on ballet. And I realized that like both ballet and English language learning are like intimidating things,
sure,
but it's really designed to be very warm and inviting and just like kind of try things out and get in the body and recognize that language does like live in our bodies and in movement. So I think that's a super cool and very surprising thing that we do.
I think on that, it's also interesting because, you know, people learn all sorts of different ways and people have all sorts of different learning styles that they might not even realize that they have or that they prefer. So why not see if dance is the one that clicks for you? Right?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And just like see what it's like to try. I think that ideally, I realize that university has got so much pressure around it, and you're paying tuition and you got to get to a finish line, and there's just all of these things that are very, very hard about it. And some of the best thing that a university time can be is that sort of like try things, like try things that you don't often. And when you graduate, like maybe those doors are not always as easily open and available because you're not paying tuition and it's not like sort of scaffolded, like you said, in the way that a university kind of scaffolds things for you. So it's a great time to try those things out. On that similar note, we're trying to do a lot of programming in the SLC in this time that's just very like we're trying to try things out and experiment and see what works and what connects. And so in addition to the super cool English through dance program, we are also this coming Friday, May 30th, I believe is this coming Friday. I'm just going to double check that so I'm not giving you wrong information.
Yes.
Yep. We have a movie night happening at the Harbor Center campus in the Vancouver Library where the SLC is. So we're going to watch a really short film and then do some guided reflective writing on that film. So again, just like trying to get at ways of engaging with these things that you can learn and experience and deepen into in your university time, but without it always feeling like write an academic essay, write a thesis statement. Mm-hmm. So yeah, movie night coming up. And then this other program that we've been running, which is the soup circles. And then for the summer, the ice cream sundae circles.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about that, where the soup circle idea started and how it's pivoting to ice cream sundaes.
Yeah. So the idea actually originates from my colleagues at TRU, at Thompson River University. They were doing a program called Soup Circles, the Writing Center, in collaboration with their First Peoples House of Learning. And so they came up with the very catchy title, Soup Circles, and then I borrowed it with gratitude to them. So the idea behind our soup circles is that they are an opportunity to come and just sort of talk about, in general, like, how is it going? What's coming up for you in the semester? What are you needing? We have a theme for each one, but we can diverge from that theme as much or as little as kind of happens in the circle. And it's just an open invitation to students from all levels and all disciplines to come gather around some food. So in the fall and the spring, we had soup, a big pot of soup, and we had bannock. And then just talk about how it's going and share. And then the really beautiful thing is that we're there as people whose like profession it is to provide this kind of support, but then the students also provide support to each other and insight to each other around, like, oh, have you tried this? Or like, this course is really great for that, or whatever, like things that we don't know in the same way that students know it because they're living it.
Totally.
So in some ways, that's like the best outcome of it, is that the students are giving that to each other.
Yeah, peer support in that way is really, really powerful, and can connect in a way that, you know, the staff at the center or a teacher or a professor might, it just might not land the same way.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. No. 100%. And really is like, I think the ultimate, like, if we want to be a commons, this is what that looks like, right? Mm-hmm. It's a place where people can just come and be and share with each other and learn from each other. So we're just like aspirationally trying to get to that place of being a commons. So really, and because we recognize that when to come and connect with us, we try to make it as low barrier as possible. But a lot of the time it is still like having to book an appointment, find a time, think about what you're wanting to talk about because you made that appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can just feel like a lot of like a lot of steps to kind of get there. Whereas the hope behind the soup circles is it's one step. It's show up on the day at the time, eat some soup. And then there's people already talking. So it's kind of invitational to just be able to share whatever is coming up and not have it have to be sort of, I don't know, all of the sort of pressure of an appointment time.
Mm-hmm. Having that sort of relatively unstructured time, open door, whatever, to just come in and talk. It's another thing that, again, isn't really built into the purely academic side of your university studies, right? You don't get a lot of time to like talk about what you're having problems with, mm-hmm. in a general sense. You know, you might be able to go to your tutorial or to your office hours and talk to the TA about a specific issue. But if you're just, you know, talking about how, looking for some empathy or ideas for how to deal with crunch time, like that's something that, again, just showing up to somewhere where there's free food is also always a nice draw.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I think the other major thing that I hope it does is just like normalize that it is a struggle,
mm-hmm.
because so often, like you said, there isn't a lot of place to talk about that. And so I think many, many people feel like everybody else has got it all together. It's easy or easier for everybody else because they look like, look at them. They look like they're holding it together. They're like so well washed and and presentable, and they seem like that. But maybe they're also, you know, struggling with the same things, and we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So just normalizing that, like, everybody has some kind of support that they turn to, and some of those supports are more visible than others. But there's nobody who's really like doing it really entirely on their own, or like, I hope not.
Totally.
I really hope not.
And if they are, it's probably because they've taken some of the strategies and ideas that, you know, maybe not directly from the Student Learning Center or Commons, but ideas that you might find there as well, or tools. Okay, so the summer edition of the soup circles are summer ice cream sundae circles.
Yes.
It's pretty easy to understand that switch. Summer ice cream. Do you have a favorite ice cream flavor?
Yes, I do. Mint chocolate chip.
That's very solid.
It's a good solid choice. I'm a vegan, mm-hmm. so I need to find. It took a long time for there to be a vegan mint chip ice cream mm-hmm. offering, but there are some now, and I'm very happy mm-hmm. because it was a long slog there without any.
Yeah,
we won't actually have any of that at the ice cream sundae. So we do have vegan ice cream,
but not vegan mint chip.
But I don't think there was a vegan mint chip. I saw there were multiple flavors.
For a sundae. Personally, anyway, you kind of want a more standard singular flavor so that the toppings can take center
very
stage,
very right? good point. Yeah, so we do have vanilla, and we do have lots of toppings. We do have bananas if someone wants to make a like split situation happen. So we're prepared for lots of options. And then at this first, and possibly at all three of them through the summer, but certainly at the first one, which is tomorrow.
It also should be today. Day.
I'm just kidding. Today, thank you. May 27th, from 12 to 2 in the Bennett Library in the Student Learning Commons. One of the things that we're going to talk about is melted ice cream, a soup. Which is, it may also potentially lead into the conversation, our hot dog sandwiches.
Classic.
And there are strong feelings.
Absolutely.
So these may be icebreaker conversations. We will also hopefully talk about studying while the sun shines, how to stay motivated when the beach is calling. If the sun is not, I don't know what it's going to be like today, but there has been up and down in terms of the sunshine in the last little while, but certainly through the summer term, that can be a real struggle.
Totally.
When there's so many things that you wish you were doing, or you're just like hot and sticky and not in an air-conditioned room, and that can make it hard for your brain to work. So we're going to talk about that. And then the other two that are scheduled through the summer are June 26th, which the conversation prompt for that is getting over the mid-semester slump, strategies to keep going, and July 23rd, preparing for exams and a rest, recognizing that we need to actually like give ourselves a rest, and that sometimes we can't just like take for granted that that's going to happen. We have to like strategize our rest, unfortunately, in the world that we live in. So how do we do that? How do we make space and time for that? So those will be our three sessions, and they all run 12 to 2. Ice cream may run out before 2 o'clock. I can't promise that there'll be ice cream for the entire time, but the conversation will continue till 2, even if ice cream runs out.
Great topics, great reason to come into the library, great excuse to eat some food inside the library. Oh my goodness.
You can eat in the library. That's another surprise. Surprise!
all right, Julia. Well, thank you for joining me. And to you out there, I encourage you to go today out to the Student Learning Commons in the Bennett Library up here at SFU's Burnaby campus for the first installation of the Student Learning Commons Sunday Circles. And then June 26th and July 23rd are the next two. And where can people find more information about this and the Student Learning Commons in
awesome,
general?
Awesome, yeah, thank you. So if you go to the SFU library webpage, so if you start on the SFU homepage and you find the library, then the best way to find us is just to click help.
There we go.
So you click help, and then we have the Student Learning Commons website on there. If you're a graduate student, there's also the support for grad students is offered through the Research Commons, although grad students are very warmly welcome to come to the Ice Cream Sunday Circles. Coldly welcome. frozen welcome. We've had grad students come to the Soup Circles, and they've been fantastic contributors.
Totally.
Having gone through undergrad.
Different kind of peer.
Yeah, right? Living through those experiences. So definitely want to make it clear that that's for undergrads and grad students. But graduate students looking for the kinds of support that we offer should look at the Research Commons website, and then undergrads should look at the Student Learning Commons website. Also, if you just search SFU Student Learning Commons, you will find us.
Great. Well, thanks again, Julia.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
One more thank you to Julia for joining me in studio, and a reminder that if you are on campus today on SFU's Burnaby campus in about an hour and a half at noon in the library, you can go eat some ice cream and learn some skills to help you, be better at school. Or maybe just talk to some other students and eat some ice cream. You know, whatever. Sounds good to me. Okay, we will be right back, but first, some music.
Have you ever heard the phrase, there's safety in numbers? Or that it takes a village to raise a child? These are sayings about the power of community. Community can be described by geography, shared values, and common goals. For people, community offers physical, mental, and emotional support. For birds, community is embodied through mixed flocks. For example, many sparrows spend the winter in